Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Coming up, Shamise Daniel, guest hosting for Dr. Pat, here on 1150 AM KKNW Seattle and TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello, beautiful souls. I am your guest host, Shamise Daniel, for the Dr. Pat Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And today we are going to talk about how to transform your drama into dharma. So we're going to take a deep dive into how we can release some of the collective chaos we're experiencing right now so we can stay focused and we can begin to create the magic in our lives, bring back our passion, even though there may be some constraints on some of the things we can do right now. So many of you may not be familiar with who I am and my story. So let's just dive in with that first and foremost. So like many of you, I went through the drama struggle. So becoming an adult, you know, so often being told through the different pivotal times in my life what I was supposed to want, who I was supposed to be, what successful meant, and buying into all of it hook, line, and sinker. I dove right in and got married in college, and we began going through the process of starting our business, struggling through creating that success, sacrificing, you know, so many things that brought us joy and bliss because we wanted to see that succeed. And what I noticed through this process that was 14 years long was we did it. We created this successful business, and we did what we were taught by our parents and our teachers in college and what success looked like. We had the house, we had the business, everybody was thriving. The only problem was entered drama into our life. Not the drama that, you know, some people can experience or all of us experience time to time about wondering how to put food on the table or how to pay all of our bills, which is perfectly natural. Entering in the drama of why now that I have all of these things, do I not feel satiated? Do I not feel content? Why am I, you know, having so many sleepless nights feeling like something's off? Why are my partner and I fighting so much over such trivial matters? And one of the biggest lessons that I learned in this process was there wasn't necessarily anything wrong with any of the things that I was taught or the advice that I was given. It just wasn't for me. I was following nuggets of truth from other people. I was following their truth, the things that were important to them. So through this 14-year journey of hustle and struggle and, you know, make all of these sacrifices for the big picture, I completely lost who I was. And enter the sleepless nights, enter the drama, the battles, the fights, because all of us were deeply unhappy. And most of that was due to not seeing our own individual truth and not communicating our truth because we couldn't see it. Not realizing that we were all on different journeys and our journeys were unique. And so all of us were putting everything into this kind of communal family basket and leaving our individual passions and desires completely out of the equation. And so I began to get incredibly ill, and I could not figure out what was wrong with me. I'd always been healthy and happy and vibrant and, you know, a little dissatisfied, but it had never impacted my health. So I began going to doctor after doctor to try to figure out what was wrong. You know, tons of different ideas and medications, and nothing worked. It got worse and worse and worse. Till one day, I went to an amazing naturopathic physician, and she asked me, when was the last time you laughed? And that was my big aha. That was what really began to wake me up and make me realize I could not even remember the last time I laughed. I could not even remember the last time that I really felt like I could breathe and really take in life, not even on vacation. You know, even on vacation, I felt like my mind was always going 90 miles an hour on something. Are the kids okay? Are the kids having fun? What are we going to do next? Oh my gosh, we're going to have so much to do when we get home. So even when here I was taking what was supposed to be a timeout from the hustle and bustle, there was no timeout in my mind. My body was not relaxing into this vacation, this time I was supposed to rest and recuperate. And so I asked the doctor, well, what am I supposed to do to laugh? I just can't make myself laugh and be happy. I mean, that's what I've been trying to do for the last few years. And so that set me down a journey of discovering laughter yoga. I Googled, you know, how to laugh more. And I found laughter yoga, and I became a certified practitioner in it. And to this day, I believe it's one of the things that saved my life, because it taught me how to laugh again. It taught me how to loosen up and enjoy life. Life is meant to be enjoyed. It's not meant to be one goal after another, one activity after another, never being able to relax and be present. And so that led me down a journey of really beginning to evaluate my life and find meaning in my life again, which unfortunately led to realizing I didn't have, you know, commonality or common goals with my partner any longer. We're moving in two completely different directions. So that led to a split, and him keeping the business that meant so much to him and was so important to him, but meant really nothing to me, and starting completely over and doing a deep dive on who I was. Who am I? What am I here to do? What satiates my soul? What brings me alive? What stirs those inner fires and makes me want to wake up with enthusiasm? And that's when I realized I'd always been intuitive, and I wanted to really dive into that. And really work with what is in my wheelhouse, what comes naturally to me, what just naturally and gracefully flows out of me and keeps my energy levels high because it's not being forced. And so that's what I discovered, a lot that goes on within what we like to refer to as the 3D physical plane. It can be very chaotic. It's really a push-pull of all of these opinions and everybody constantly telling you what should be important to you because it's important to them. But do you know what's important to you? Do you ask yourself those important questions? Do you wake up every morning excited to be present in your own life, to be in your own body? So that's what we're going to dive into today and really bring back in that purpose and passion so you can thrive. So let's dive into some live callers. And if you have any questions, if you would like some energy moves so you can begin to feel a little freer in your own space, please call into 1-800-930-2819. And I will answer your pressing questions and maybe give you a little energy boost. So let's take Virginia K from Florida.
Hi, Tanise.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm great.
Good. I'm just trying to get some clarity. I'm trying to find out, you know, kind of where to go from here. I've been feeling stuck for quite some time. And, I really lost touch with myself. Went through a lot of trauma and very, very, very bad relationship, a lot of abuse. And I've been healing for quite some time. Money is an issue, a big issue. So I've been trying to do most everything on my own. So I'm not sure where I'm at. Does that make any sense?
Right. Absolutely. So first things first, do you mind if I dive in and release some of this old residual energy around struggle and survival and holding on to the trauma? Okay. All right.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
So if you can just take a couple deep breaths into your heart space, we'll get that energy moving through there. And let me know when you feel just a little clearer and lighter. Perfect.
Oh.
Open up that root chakra so you can connect into the physical plane, feel safe and secure. Let's get that opened up into your inner child. Do you remember one thing that you used to really enjoy doing as a child?
Reading. I really can't even read anymore.
Surprising how that happens.
Yeah, I'm not. Huh?
Surprising how that even that happens. You can't sit down and concentrate to read a book any longer.
Yeah, I just feel so stressed all the time, and
right,
like I don't know which direction to go for sure. Wore out, basically.
Right. Yes, absolutely. So one thing that's coming up really strong for you specifically is you are really connected into nature, that really helps your energy move freely. How often do you get out and get your hands dirty, play in the dirt, smell flowers? That's so important for moving your energy.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't smell flowers, but... I don't dig in the dirt. It's funny, that's interesting. I had somebody do a reading for my dog, my one dog, and she said she wanted more flowers, so maybe I should plant some flowers.
There you go.
Yeah, it's interesting. But
reconnecting.
I come out. I have a dog that she can't come outside by her. I come out and sit with her quite a while because she digs out, and if I'm not here with her, she... I'll lose her. So
right.
I come outside a lot. It's just I'm not really doing anything but just sitting out here with her. But cause I have a big backyard. So I don't know if that's sufficient.
Absolutely. The number one thing that's coming up for you right at this very moment, which is important, is again, getting back to creating that presence in your life. So that you have that clarity, you can even begin to hear your heart's nudges, the whispers, right? So we need to get rid of that over mental stimulus so you can even hear it and begin to follow where it's leading you. So outside, you know, maybe take your shoes off and go walk around in the grass, you know, try to connect into how you used to just be present and enjoy things as a child. Smell the flowers, right? So while your dog's running around, take their lead.
Pardon me, I'm sorry. I didn't miss that part.
So just enjoy, you know, being in that same presence with your dog instead of just going out there because your dog needs it. Remind yourself that you need it as well. But we're going to have to dive into a break. So I hope that serves you as, you know, again, as that laugh gateway, you know, as that creating that open door to move you forward so you can even begin to get the deeper and deeper nudges from your heart and soul to move you forward. And of course, I've released a lot of that old dross. So we're going to take a quick break, but you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show on Transformation Top Radio. We'll be right back with more information on how you can transform your drama into dharma.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the Energy Paradigm each month on transformationtalkradio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit theenergyparadigm.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. If you're like me, you're a woman business owner. Let me introduce you to the high-heeled go-givers. This community of women business owners are there. They are in it to win it for you, to uplifting and transforming the lives of women throughout our community. To find out more, to meet them, you want to go visit highheeledgogivers.org and tune in to listen to what they're about to say to you on my show.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Coming up, Shamise Daniel, guest hosting for Dr. Pat, here on 1150 AM KKNW Seattle and TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I am your guest host for the Dr. Pat Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And today we are talking about how to transform your drama into dharma. So for those of you unfamiliar with the term dharma, dharma comes from a Sanskrit word, which means to hold or maintain. So it is said that all beings must accept their dharma for order and harmony to exist in the world. If an individual is following their dharma, they are pursuing their truest calling and serving all other beings in the universe by playing their true role. So what this word truly means is to maintain or hold your soul's truth. And that truly is how we transform our drama. Because when we are holding true to our truth and pursuing it, actively pursuing it and paying attention to it, what we begin to do is attract people, situations, and opportunities that are in resonance with our deepest soul truth. Everything just seems to glide and evolve and be created with ease and grace. It truly does eliminate the drama because we're not having that power struggle with other people. We're not trying to move into opposing directions, trying to pull each other out of alignment, things like that. What we do is we attract what we call our soul's monad, our soul tribe, that have the same goals and aspirations in mind as we do. And we work collectively to create them. And so this is truly vitally important to creating a harmonic template within the entire physical plane. If everybody is living their truth, actioning their purpose and their passion, and they're thriving because they're able to be seen and heard clearly for exactly who they are, then we create highly abundant templates for everyone within humanity. Everyone is thriving. Everyone is living their best selves and their best lives. So it's super, super important. And the only way that we really get out of alignment with this is, again, by remembering our programming. We receive the highest amount of programming from age 0 to 7. When we're little theta sponges, we're picking up everything. We're being told who we are in the world, what the world looks like. You know, our parents, our teachers, then our spouses, our bosses. So it's taking that time every single day to drop down into our heart space, slow everything down, take time for ourselves, not be so busy that we're not taking a break to have a conversation with ourselves any longer. So this is vitally important, and that's what we're going to go deeper and deeper into as we move forward with this call. But let's take another caller. Let's call on Marjorie from Missouri. How can we help you today?
Hi, Shamise.
Hi.
In my family, we always had a lot of lack, and we're not paid for a good price for the services. My dad raised sheep, and so there was that wool crop and the right. Different grains that he raised. He never ever received a proper payment for his work. So I have been dealing with that in almost that same kind of failure to thrive type of thing, and it's just been quite a challenge to even stay afloat.
Right. All right, Goddess, so let me just, with your permission, of course, remove this pattern and this agreement. We would call that an agreement. Oftentimes when we see our parents go through something, we agree that that is how reality is. So we are undercompensated for our worth and our work. So let's pull that patterning out. Now, I will explain, though, that when someone holds a really deep pattern like this, and it's often been confirmed, once we receive a patterning like this, the world kind of often confirms it to us over and over again. Oh, yep, see, that boss isn't valuing me. They're not paying me my worth. And that happens over and over again. So are you willing to moving forward to speak your truth about your work, your worth, and what is important to you moving forward in creating that abundance? Because that can often be the hardest step for people, is being able to articulate what they desire within the workspace.
Yes, I am willing to do that.
Yay.
I teach people right now. I teach people how to write and publish and get their books sold. So I am attracting a lot of people who see the value in my services, but somehow their finances get tanked, so they're not able to connect with me.
Okay. So we'll clear out that wobble. Perfect. All right. That looks much, much, much clearer. So that looks beautiful. That looks much better. So you can create that magnetism without that pattern, without any wobble from that pattern.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your help.
My pleasure. All right. So one thing I would highly recommend that the beautiful Marjorie, you know, it was a perfect illustration, is one thing that I suggest that everyone do every day, and I personally know the benefits of doing this practice, is we want to do a really nice clearing of our energy every day, especially before we go to work. So everything is lined up. So if everyone just wants to take a moment that resonates and would like to try this out, just drop your conscious thinking mind down into your heart space. And we're just going to intend that everyone's energy that is not your own, anything that does not resonate with your soul's truth, cleared out. Just imagine it being vacuumed out. And then what we do next is everything that you've given your power away to, any power struggles, anywhere you didn't feel empowered, weren't seen and heard, we're going to call all of your power pieces back to you. So just imagine it feels like it's recharging your batteries. You just feel like you have a little more energy, a little more zing. Just took a nice shot of ginseng. Now, beautiful golden energy from source, just like a cascade down over you, filling you with that sovereign divinity, that support and protection, all the way down through your body into the living grid, connecting you into this physical plane to create tangible results on what you desire to manifest. So a very simple process. You can go through it slower if you feel like you need more clearing or it takes a little longer to get your power back. But try that process every morning before you start your day, so you have all your power that you need to create energy, focus, action. You're clear of anyone else's influence. Really does make a big difference. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to dive even deeper into how to transform your drama into Dharma. We'll be right back.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams, and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.divinelydrivenresults.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares practical tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you learn to live your best life. Live the good life, connecting your physical and spiritual self with Sabrina Wright. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune into Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit livingyourgifts.com. That's livingyourgifts.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Coming up, Shamise Daniel, guest hosting for Dr. Pat, here on 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Transformation Talk Radio. I am your guest host for the Dr. Pat Show. And today we are talking about how to transform your drama into dharma. So one of the most important things of anchoring into your dharma is understanding your passion and your purpose equals your ability to thrive. So when you're anchored in your purpose and your passion equally, you just thrive. You just create abundance. You create this magnificent abundance field all around you. And that doesn't only mean money. That means you are just living abundantly. If travel's your thing, you're traveling. If your gardening's your thing, you're gardening. You're around people who just stir your soul with their conversations and their love and their support and your ability to create harmonic alignment. And you don't have to deal with nonsense. It's a rare occurrence. And everything's easy to handle. You're able to respond to anything life throws at you because you don't want anything mucking up your field. You've got this groove and this joy and this bliss that you're focused. You don't have time for such things. So they can move in and out of your field very naturally and very quickly. So one of the big issues that I see with people is, again, that kind of losing yourself in life, that forgetfulness. And as I said, I went through this exact same process. I see it every day in sessions with clients. It's one of the number one issues that come up is they just say, I don't even know who I am or what I want anymore. And what I always explain to people is microdosing is an amazing way to figure it out. Try things on. How does it feel? Go outside, dig in the dirt. How does that make you feel? You know, of course, you're going to have to try things on more than just one time. Get that energy moving, you know, try to connect into it. Get your mind to be quiet so you can even be present with it and see how it feels. Turn the radio on. Dance, move your body, play a song that brings joy back. Like when you were a teenager and you just go crazy and dance around freely, you know, that's a great place to start. Even with everything that's going on in the world, we can all microdose. You can't go to your favorite Italian restaurant, turn on the cooking channel, cook it for yourself, dig in, play some Italian music, really get into it. Smell that fresh bread baking. You know, you can't take that trip that you desire. Turn on the Discovery Channel, you know, click a YouTube video on Italy and look at some of the places you've always yearned of going. Learn about it. Make a plan. You know, sit there and write out the path you would take on a map. There's 1,000 ways you can microdose. And this is also exactly why I created Club Thrive. It's a space and a place where every single day I clear your energy to give you a head start. And I send out weekly emails that tell you what's going to happen with the energy that week. So you're prepared with a support MP3 that's energetically infused so that it creates some alchemy and some stabilizing effects so you feel centered. And this week, I'm adding in what I'm calling Project Passion, because this year I've seen so many people that are having such a hard time with all of these constraints, being able to anchor into their passion. So we're starting Project Passion this week, which is where I'm also adding into Club Thrive. We're going to do some laughter yoga. And don't worry, it's not your regular yoga. This is using your breath to clear the energy in your body and through laughter. So you don't even have to be flexible. You don't even have to leave your chair if you don't want to. But we're also going to do what I call auto art. And that's where we're going to learn how to draw and paint, but without our mind in the mix. It's just going to be automatic. Whatever comes to you, just letting it flow, because that's connecting us back in to our passionate creative voice within us, our inner child. Our inner child, they would dump an entire bag of flour on the floor just to feel what the texture of it, to paint in it with their fingers. So we're literally not going to create a huge mess, but we are going to set our inner child free that was willing to do that, that was willing to dive right in and just see what could be created out of anything. Without thinking that it had to be hung in a museum and had to be beautiful. So if you're one of those people that are having a really difficult time connecting into your purpose and your passion, I highly recommend checking that out on my website. It might resonate. If you're one of those amazing people that don't need it and can dive right in, please, please dive right in. Do your microdosing and get busy. And let's take another caller, Corrine from California.
Oh, actually, just one second. I had Renee actually queued up for you. Is that okay if we take Renee?
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. No, sorry. Hi, Renee. Sorry about that.
Hi, Shimmy.
Hi.
I've been facilitating people since I was a little kid.
Beautiful.
So my journey's been a little different because I kind of had some splits going on. Not anchored into my body very much. Mm-hmm. I've been working on that. It's not been very graceful.
Right.
I've been very nomadic, and I basically came in. Everyone said ahead of your time. But my four tools were like sound, light, geometry, and language.
Mm-hmm.
So I started doing sound events, which kept me moving without a home base and really destabilizing. So at this point, my sense is, how do I create a version of me that is centered within? Because I do get that the way that I was functioning is not relevant, it's not safe. You know, the really very much third eye centric and being directed by outer energies. So it's been a little confusing for me to rearrange my field. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes. So in all honesty, what you're experiencing is incredibly common for a lot of light workers, especially what we would call advanced or kind of pure light workers, meaning they came directly in. And they're used to just naturally traveling multidimensionally. They have a really hard time being within the constraints of the human vessel and the physical plane, right? They're just used to moving so quickly. So especially within what I've noticed that the physical plane, spiritual communities, we're taught to be like hyper spiritual. We're not taught that balance between being a divine being and a divine being in a human vessel. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring your congruency back in of being a divine spiritual being that moves multidimensionally with ease and grace, but within a human vessel. and within the physical plane, because we can do our greatest amount of work within our physical body and the physical plane. That's why we're here, right?
Exactly.
To honor our human selves as well. Perfect. So bringing that safety and that security in, so pulling your energy straight through that hairline, connecting it into the living grid. I don't play with, any of kind of the denser grids, if you will. I believe in the living grid and connecting into that, because that's, Gaia, that's the ley lines moving naturally. There's the sacral points of the world. So it's not quite that plane, is still the physical plane, but it's not as dense. It's not as heavy. It hasn't been as manipulated. So it's a lot gentler for light workers, right? It's that beautiful connection to Gaia in all of her glory and truth, not the manipulations. So can you feel, it's almost like you're going, like popping below what most people refer to as the physical plane. The living grid runs kind of under the crust or the surface. Can you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel?
It's softer. It's very different.
Right? It's so different. Yeah. So breathe that space in and that connection in, instead of that kind of what they like to call the matrix, or, the 3D, things like that. This is a pure, the pure form of Gaia, if you will.
Okay. Oh,
perfect.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
My pleasure. And thank you for all you do.
Oh, thanks, love.
Perfect. All right, guys, we're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, we're going to finish up moving into our Dharma. Be right back.
How to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into The Energy Paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth, and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson. and I would love for you to tune in to All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Step into your highest potential and tune into Embodying Your Higher Self. Tools for Conscious Living with Michelle Champaka. You can listen on TransformationTalkRadio.com or subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Michelle is an energy healer, intuitive, and shamanic practitioner dedicated to helping you heal and transform your life. For more information about sessions, coaching, and upcoming workshops and retreats, visit SpiritWeaverJourneys.com.
Coming up, Shamise Daniel, guest hosting for Dr. Pat, here on 1150 AM KKNW Seattle and TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with your guest host, me, Shamise Daniel, where we are talking about how to transform your drama into dharma. So again, dharma is holding steadfast in your focus within your heart's truth, your soul's truth. Who are you? What do you want? It's doing that deep dive, having that talk with yourself. So one of the best ways to start the conversation with yourself is to start. Grab a piece of paper and a pen. Drop your conscious thinking mind down into your heart. Let your mind relax. Let your mind let go of any worry, stress, anxiety, melancholy. Just get it all out of the way. Make room for you to be able to dive in and ask your heart some questions. What did you used to want to be? What used to bring you excitement and joy just thinking about it? And Matt, what could you imagine yourself doing if you could do anything? If there was no limit, what would you be doing? What would you be creating? What would your life look like? Dream into it. Dream again. Hope again. Have faith again. Have trust in yourself again. That is the most amazing way to even begin. And as always, you know, that's why I'm here. That's why people like me exist. We've been there. We've done it. We've dove in and created a life that we truly love. Things that bring us, you know, joy and bliss. So we know the path like the back of our hand. So if you do need assistance with that, you can always go to www.soulfultraveladventures.com. And there's Club Thrive, there's a course, there's sessions, there's so much there to help you if you need it. If you need a little guidance or assistance for a little while, just until you dive in and discover your own soul's truth, because there's no point in getting stuck in it. We want to lead you to your own truth and you can follow it courageously. So we'll take a few more calls before we announce the MP3 that I'm giving away, which is Beginning Anew. And this MP3 provides deep energetic support and allowing your dreams into your life, surrendering the struggle to anchor in the thrive. This is your call to relax and take a deep breath and dive into your deepest desires being actualized. This MP3 is energetically infused with all of the support you need to create a strong 5D foundation of thriving within the physical plane on all levels. So I'll announce the winner of that call after we check in with Karina from California.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I have a huge issue with dharma turning into drama.
Okay.
Or is it drama to dharma? But I think
either or, same thing.
So for me, it could be Dharma for drama to Dharma, Dharma to drama, because I tend to get too involved. I'm very emotional, and I'm such a, you know, empath, and you know how we always end up in situations.
Right.
And, I mean, even now, I have struggles where, you know, I don't know if I'm on the, well, I feel I am on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know if my current partner is the one I should stay with. And I'm just, you know, I have a little of a dilemma there because I don't know if that's the best for my future, to be with him. If being with him is the best thing for my and my children's future, that's what I don't know.
Okay. So being empathic, within its harmonic state means you're sensitive to energy patterns and signatures. Does not mean that you pick up other people's emotional debris. That's what we would call an empathic imbalance, like hypersensitivity, right? And so first off, how do you feel about me going in and creating a structural alignment where you don't have the empathic imbalance, where you're not getting overlaid with other people's emotions?
That would be perfect.
Okay. So let me fix that first. So you can just observe and read the energy signatures and the patterns that are going on around you so you can make an informed decision what's best for you without the emotional overlay. Those emotional overlays from other people, what they do is they begin to influence us, right? They kind of create dissonance between what we want, what they want, because we're taking in their debris. And then we can't fill into what's right for us. So we'll clean that up. Because from what I'm seeing, I don't see any problems per se. And of course, this is all just a matter of opinion. You know, we all have, you know, varied degrees of what bothers us or what does not, or what influences us or distracts us or things like that. But I don't see anything that's truly problematic besides the fact that you're so sensitive. You pick up so much of his energy and emotions because he doesn't know how to control his energy or emotions. Is that right?
I thought I was the one that didn't know how to control.
Well, you're in just a storm, right? An energetic, you've got your own thing going on. You've got his stuff going on. So you're just getting slammed in the middle of it. So that's incredibly overwhelming. That's why I fixed the empathic imbalance. But as far as energy maintenance and, you know, being able to clear his energy or process his emotions or a plethora of different things that may be necessary moment to moment, I don't see that he has, you know, that degree of understanding. It's not to say that he is imbalanced or toxic or anything like that. He just doesn't have that understanding of what it means to be energetically sensitive. So he's not kind of just accidentally or unconsciously energetically and emotionally dumping on you. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I don't see a problem within the relationship per se. What I'm seeing is that empathic imbalance, you're getting slammed. So you're having to process and transmute your own stuff plus his. And it's overwhelming.
Right.
Okay.
Not just his. I end up in a lot of situations. I have a big family.
Yeah.
I don't know why I want to save everybody, and that sucks.
Right. Absolutely. And that's the empathic imbalance. And that was my point. But you brought up your relationship specifically. And like I said, there isn't a problem within your relationship. It's just you're getting hit too hard just because, you know, he doesn't know how to process his own stuff. And then you're coming in, savior, you know, I'll transmute and unconsciously. And yeah, you're just, it's too fast. So I fixed that empathic imbalance, but it will be something that you have to keep checking in on, making sure you're not transmuting for him and for other people. So do that process that I recommended earlier in the call.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
The cleansing in the morning.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That'll help tremendously. Yeah. Perfect. All right, goddess. Thank you so much. And we're going to wrap it up. So the free winner of the Beginning a New MP3 is Christy in DC. So thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in to the Dr. Pat Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And as always, if you'd like to check out more of my work, please go to www.soulfultraveladventures.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.